He is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. This is Ministry of the Badge.
The news leader, Fox 4.
A man suspected in the murder of a woman in Plano was shot and killed by Euless police today. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Hayes.
And I'm Steve Eager. It's 9 o'clock. The shooting happened about noon near Highway 360 and...
And we want to bring you some breaking news right now out of Baltimore, Maryland. I want to show you this live shot that we have there of the city. But what we do know is that at least 15 people have been hospitalized at this hour in relation to an apparent overdose incident. Again, as we are continuing to track the very latest, I want to put up this tweet that we have from the Fox station there in Baltimore saying that at least 15 people have been taken to the hospital after officials found multiple overdose victims in West Baltimore. And as of 12:50 p.m. local time, those 15 people have been taken to the hospital.
Now to the latest string of mass shootings across our country. This weekend in three different mass shootings, at least six people are dead and more than 20 hurt in the gunfire. Right now, investigators are investigating ongoing cases in Phoenix, Philadelphia, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. An ABC News poll showing 70% of Americans believe new laws to reduce gun violence should be a priority. Rena Roy has more on the progress being made on bipartisan gun agreements.
Buffalo, Uvalde, and Tulsa. Now Chattanooga, Phoenix, and Philadelphia. More and more American cities being rocked by mass shootings.
It is enough. We have come to the point where it is enough.
Three people dead and 11 others injured on this busy street in Philadelphia Saturday.
Local agencies are handling more cases these days involving child exploitation and child pornography.
In fact, members of the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force tell WSLS 10 they're seeing a backlog. WSLS 10's Ananda Rachita is looking deeper into this problem. So, Ananda, what's the reason behind the soaring number of cases they're seeing?
Lieutenant with the Special Investigations Division said a reason is technology.
I'm Christine Frizzow. Tonight, attacks against Border Patrol agents and ICE officers are skyrocketing, the violence playing out across the country. While Trump administration officials blame Democrats, polls show the president losing support on an issue he once dominated.
For that brief period of time that you either listened to or watched the videos, how does that make you feel? Some of you may be in the midst of these battles that are going on right now, some of that stuff that I just played, some of you may be experiencing right at this moment. And as a minister of the badge, you're trying to work your way through, and you are working your way through, all of the evil that you see. Hopefully today on Ministry of the Badge, I'm going to share with you the biblical perspective on what's happening to you can be found in Ephesians. Ephesians 6. 11 and 13. Some of you may have watched or listened to my Ministry of Evil. If you haven't, I'd urge you to go back and listen to that episode of Ministry of Evil, dealing with the evils of the heart and the demonic and so on and so forth. Go back and listen to this. But today on Ministry of the Badge, I want to give you and bring you some encouragement on how to make it through all of this. I began to think about when I was listening and prepping for this show, all the different ways evil comes at us. And they can be summed up as schemes. Schemes of the devil. And the Bible speaks to that. And I started to think about it. I mean, I know the Bible talks about it. And Ephesians 6 is where it's found. Schemes of the devil. I created this picture. And some of you who are just listening to the show can't see, but I'll describe it to you. It's a SWAT guy standing in the middle of the street, and he's got a sword in his hand in one hand and a gun in the other hand, and he's surrounded by these serpents, and it's a hydra, and all these different heads, and they got fangs, and they're coming at him, and this dude is ready to go, and these things are all around him. Drug addictions, sex crimes, white-collar crimes, police assaults, all the different ways cops are being attacked. Some of us are being killed. There was not too long ago, just up the road from me in Milwaukee, an officer was killed, ambushed. This is going on more and more and more. Our forces have been depleted. They've been cut in half. Some forces are more, some forces are far less. Guys and gals in departments, they're losing hope. Some whole police departments are quitting. Over the holidays that I took, and that's why I didn't have an episode last week, I just was trying to enjoy myself and watching all of the news that was going on. And I have a heart for you guys and gals who are out there still doing the job. That's why I do this podcast. And I began to think, like, what can I do to try to help these folks? Today on Ministry of the Badge, I wanted to bring to you Ephesians 6, 11 and 13. Putting on the whole armor of God. And when you stop and think about it, it applies to officers. Because we have all of these pieces of equipment that we put on to go out and do a job that most people won't do. And in particular, when we have to go in and raid a home, some of you guys are SWAT guys. You're used to doing this all the time. Some of you guys get thrown in with the SWAT guys and you're going to put on some of this stuff for the first time. Some of you guys that are out doing ICE raids and stuff right now, you're putting on all this equipment. When the riots went on in Kenosha, the boys in riot gear, you know, they'll know all about this. But Ephesians 6 and 11 and 13, here's what it says. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, those Hydra schemes that are coming at you from every direction. Verse 13, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all of that, putting on the armor to stand firm. Stand firm. When you go out onto the street and do a job that most people don't understand to do, it is necessary for you to put on all these pieces of equipment. And don't think this is just coincidental. And some may say, ah, Chaplain Gonzo, come on, this is a bit of a reach. You're taking the Bible and applying it where, and you're using verses that don't apply, and you know, they're talking about spiritualness, and you're absolutely right. You're not wrong. The Bible deals in truth and spirit. But don't tell me that God did not know that someday officers whom he chose to go out there and do a job, as I said, that most people won't do or can't do, he did not recognize those different pieces of equipment that they're going to use. How do you know? Well, if you notice the theme here in Ministry of the Badge, I may be taking things from the Bible and putting them in a context that maybe if you look at it in a totality, maybe the people back then couldn't think of cops in that way, but it doesn't say in the Bible the centurion who met with Jesus, the centurion who seen him on the cross and proclaimed him to be the Son of God, all of the jailers that Paul talked to, Paul watching jailers every single day, the verse that says the whole Praetorian guard knew why Paul was in jail. Don't tell me that was not because of right now, as well it has been throughout all of time. Of course it was. Of course it was. There are no coincidences with God. So if Ephesians 6, 11 and 13 will help you get ready to go out and do your job, then let it be so. And if I can bring this to you just as a sense of hope, because if you notice, putting on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, those Hydra schemes, all that different evil coming at you from all sides. And the cool part about Ephesians 6 is, yeah, it speaks to Christians in the spiritual battle of the warfare, because verse 12, and we talked about this on the ministry of evil, all the different ways we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers, all those different evils. And again, when I was thinking about today, it's a Hydra attack of demonic. And here we are. So Ephesians deals with this. And so you deal with Ephesians 6, 11 and 13. Stand firm. Stand firm. How do you stand firm? Putting on the whole armor. What's included in all this armor? Well, let's take a look. What's included in all the armor? Verse 14, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Verse 18. It's not coincidental that every day, whether you're sitting in front of your locker room or you change at home, you put on your uniform to show what you represent, badge is secured, whether it's pinned on or it's placed on, the Velcro, whatever the case may be. And what are you doing? Putting on your belt. Now, I know some of you put on the armor and pack your whole chest full of stuff. It's not on your belt anymore because it's bad for your back, so on and so forth, but you still need a belt for your pants. Secure, right? You keep your gun on your belt. Remember, the Apostle Paul every day sits in prison and he's writing these things, these verses. He's writing these letters to all the different churches, and he's watching the soldiers pace back and forth. Has plenty of conversations with these guys, I'm sure. How do we know this? Because the Bible says the whole Praetorian Guard knew why Paul was in prison. So he's telling them the gospel. And those men and that were in the jail with him, they went back and they brought the gospel back to Rome. That's how I know God has a place for you guys as cops. And as those who wear the badge, those who may be DAs and are sitting in your offices contemplating and to prosecute different folks, God knew all of this. So you guys are on the street doing your job. You don't think that he knew that maybe the Apostle Paul wrote this as an example to show Christians that, look, you're in a fight. And you're in a fight against evil. And you're not just fighting against man, you're fighting against the demonic. But in ordinary to make it through all of this, you have to put on all these things. Because I watch these soldiers and this is how I see them do it. And maybe he sits above, maybe at some time he sees them training. Maybe he can look out over the courtyard from where his jail cell is. Or maybe these guys tell him about the training that they do. And Paul understands all of this. Because how else does he know the flaming darts that the shield takes up? Nowhere that I know of that it says Paul was in a battle, so I'm sure he had had conversations with veterans of wars. Maybe some of these guys who were jailers were speaking to him. So Paul's writing all this stuff down as an example to Christians, gear up. But this is you. So not only did Paul know and to tell people who weren't soldiers, that they better prepare like soldiers. He's also telling you, as ministers of the badge, as soldiers of the street, as ones who have to take up armor, here's how you make it through. Here's what you do. It's something you do all the time. Have you ever saw it this way? More to the point, at the end of every program, I say to you this. If you want to be the best SWAT guy you can be, if you want to be the best street cop you can be, the best ICAC officer you can be, the best whatever officer you can be, then you must become a servant of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when you do this, when you accept, go down and look at the verse and take up the helmet of salvation. Think about what the helmet is. You say, well, of course, put a helmet on it. Of course, yes. What's in the head? Your skull, your brain, the thinking part of you. Without this, there's nothing. Yeah, the body still functions, but this controls everything. The helmet of salvation. The security of knowing that even if everything else makes it through and your life is ended while in this battle, whether it be through natural circumstances or, God forbid, unnatural circumstances where somebody takes your life, that helmet of salvation has you covered. And therefore, you can go do your job without fear of what could come after. I've done two funerals I've been asked to do. And in both those funerals, the sense of urgency for the people who I was speaking to was clear. You don't know when your end is coming. Whether it comes while you're on the job, whether you leave the job, whether you retire and you go on, you don't know. But if you have on a helmet of salvation, you can go clear-minded that if you have that on, when your time is through, you're good. And that's what it's saying in this verse. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. What is that? Jesus Christ. The helmet of salvation through Jesus Christ, the Word. He is the sword that covers all things. The breastplate of righteousness. Seek ye first, the Bible says, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness is something that you cannot have on your own. It will be only obtained through the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. The Bible is the inspired Word of God through writers, but Jesus Christ is the Word of God. As shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, the good news of peace, Jesus Christ. This whole scenario revolves around Jesus Christ. And yet, Paul is showing this to you to make you understand, as ministers of the badge, doing a job you've been called to do, have you ever stopped and considered everything that you're putting on to go battle the schemes, the Hydra schemes of the devil that you're fighting against? And you're only able to accomplish that fight because of the equipment that you're wearing will help you accomplish those goals, whatever your mission is. Take away this from this episode on armoring up. You have to understand that God knew exactly what he was writing, or had Paul writing, and the exact time it was going to be shared for you. This is not a coincidence. You are not listening to my voice or watching this show because you just happened to stumble across it. It's been given to you. And he wants you to realize that he is there to help you. And he wants to give you the very first piece of equipment that you will need, and that's the helmet of salvation. And once you have that security of the helmet of salvation, the rest of these pieces of equipment that you will use will be much more enforced. You have to think about your training and what led you to this point. Go back and look what you did in academy or through all of those sessions that you go through and in services or whatever that you go, oh, roll your eyes. And yeah, training is necessary. I'm going to do a whole episode on the mighty men of David and those guys that train us. And some of us go, oh boy, this guy's, yeah, well, we need those mighty men, but we'll get back to that. But putting on the full armor of God requires first and foremost that helmet of salvation. Surrendering your life over to Jesus Christ and the gospel of peace will make you even more ready to do the job that you've been called to do. Don't hesitate. Don't wait to do such things. Again, the funerals that I have done, the message was pretty clear. There's not a person that knows the time when they're going to go. But rest assured, you're going to go. The Bible says this too. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord unto the Father. And I've said this many, many times. It doesn't say this in the Bible, but I've said it because I've preached messages on this. Whether you bow in reverence or you bow in shame, rest assured, you will bow. Ephesians 6, 11 through 18 should show you God cares for you as ministers of the badge. He knew and realizes that you are going to go through these tough times that you're going through right now, that your force has been cut in half, that you're working double duties, that you're trying to figure out how you're going to make it through the next day, that you're fighting all of these different complications that are coming at you from the job and on the streets and the hatred that you're getting if you're an ICE agent. I get it. most of all, God gets it. And this particular episode is for you. I would urge you to go back and listen to my episodes if you've come across this for the first time. Again, it's not coincidence that you did. But I have other episodes, and I will continue to put out episodes for you. I hope you enjoyed the episode with my wife, Paula, and I. I would encourage you to go back and watch that. We're doing our best we can to try to encourage you as couples. But for now, put on the full armor of God. Because you wouldn't go out on the street without things. Back in the day, there used to be guys that would go out without their vest. You wouldn't catch anybody going out without a vest now. So don't go without putting on the full armor of God. And again, I will say to you, if you want to be the best minister of the badge you can be, become a servant of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Christ Jesus. Thanks again for tuning in to Ministry of the Badge.
For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. You've been listening to Ministry of the Badge.